Thanks for listening to the Go Live Kenyo podcast, where we talk about social media, entrepreneurship, lifestyle, anything else. And I love to interview different guests, and you get to spend some time with me. Kenyo. Kenyo. Your favorite. Kenyo. Okay. Let's see. Mr. Composition is actually right here with me. Say what's up, Mr. Composition.
Dabtro Creations, Project Forward, Idea Parties, Rest, Work Up, Work Out, Mother Flippin', what?
Yeah, so you guys see, this is why you listen to the Go Live Kenyo podcast. And yeah, you'll notice by the second time listening to this that this is my official intro. So thanks for checking it out. Subscribe to everything he just said. Hey guys, I know you're aware of this, but this is a Project Forward podcast. I'm so proud of my company, Project Forward, in San Antonio. So if you're in San Antonio and you're interested in events, the kinds of things you see me doing and talking about, don't hesitate, San Antonio fam. Hit me up or go to projectforward.tv, no matter where you are. Number one OTT for you. Hello, friends and family, compatriots from afar and near. Thank you for tuning in for another episode of the Go Live with Kenyo podcast. This one is called Yabai because it's all about the word Yabai, straight from Japan. Our trip to Japan, me and Mr. Composition. Everything was Yabai, Yabai, especially in Nagoya. Nagoya, Yabai. Shout out to DJ Word for teaching us this great word. Enjoy this podcast as I delve into Yabai and a bunch of other random stuff. This is a really jam-packed episode, but it's awesome. You'll have fun. Hello everybody, how's it going? This is Kenyo here. I'm sure you saw the unique thumbnail for this podcast and the text that's on it that says "Ya bite." I really just wanted to explain that a little bit. You might know that I was recently in Japan. My last podcast was recorded in Japan, and the next one that I'm going to put up tomorrow is also recorded in Japan. But now I'm back in San Antonio, and yeah, I figured I would explain some of the cool stuff, well, that picture specifically, me in the kimono taken by Dabtro Creations, Mr. Composition, and the word Yabai, which we learned in Nagoya when we were doing our show. So Yabai basically is a word that all around means cool, awesome, dope, so you can add it to anything and be like, sushi, Yabai. Black Panther, Yabai. Whatever you want to add Yabai to, it works. And so I like the word. So I've been using it a lot. I mentioned it last night before I read some poems, and then at the composition, which was at Tucker's Cozy Corner. So I mentioned it last night, and then I also am using it in that little picture that I dropped of me in the kimono and stuff like that. So yeah, I like it. Yeah, bye. And we met some really cool people out there. Shout out to DJ Word, DJ Peace, DJ Ellie, DJ Now, and then a bunch of other people whose names I don't remember right now, and super awesome people. Shout out to them. I tagged most of them on my Instagram in that post. So definitely go check that out if you want to figure out who we were chilling with and how we were hanging out. Yeah, it was great, man. Anyway, so Yabai. Yabai, this is all about Yabai. And you know what? I'm feeling Yabai because it's connected so much to everything that's going to go on for the rest of this year. I've set big goals for myself, so I really don't have a chance to rest, even though we finally finished the expansion tour and all the filming that goes with that. And we have a whole bunch of footage that we haven't released yet, and we're working on chipping away at that, giving you some stuff. I'm about to drop some new videos from that, and then I'm going to drop a little exclusive clip on projectforward.tv for the subscribers, which you will probably be able to watch in a lot of other ways, honestly, because the video footage we're making so many different individual videos with them, everything's going to be available for free. But I like to do a little treat for those guys who subscribe, so head over to projectforward.tv and click that subscribe button if you're trying to get in there, because it's your bite, Project Forward, your bite. Yeah. Definitely. And what else? Oh, yeah, this year's going to be crazy. If you might know, if you have me on Instagram, that closer to the beginning of the year, I set a goal of setting up a pop-up shop in Los Angeles by June. It's April now, so I still have like a month and a half to get that done. Part of that was predicated on setting up a shop in San Antonio in March. About a month ago, on March 14th was the date that I was looking at, which I didn't get around to, even though negotiations went really well and they were excited to get us in there. I just felt like I've done it once before and I wanted to do it. I didn't really see how this one was going to be different from that one, like time constraints and everything like that, because I want like a 24-hour store, but I'm like, I can't stay somewhere for 24 hours. So anyway, I set big goals because in the solving of big goals, jumping over large hurdles, you become a better, more interesting person. And this year has proven it, because it's been yabai wacky. And anyway, so I'm still planning on getting a pop-up shop in LA. I don't care if I have to do it super guerrilla style. Most of the product that I've been hoarding, I gave a lot of it away, sold a book last night. But I'm getting new different stuff. I still have a lot of stuff in inventory. The only thing I don't have in inventory right now at all are my own books. So we still have a lot of stuff. And if you're wondering what I'm talking about by inventory, go to projectforward.tv/rest. Definitely go check out projectforward.tv, guys. I'm a poet, and writing poetry and delivering poetry to people is my life's passion, 100%, more than anything else. But one thing that I really love to do, for me, poetry is not very difficult, and you could argue that maybe it's the way that I write it or something like that, but it's not difficult. So what I like to spend a lot of my energy on, because I don't like to be too markety with my stuff, is building this whole marketing engine called Project Forward, and using it. In the beginning, I build the value just by giving its value away, you know, to everybody else, different people that I'm working with, and putting out lots of content for you guys and things like that. But you know, I'm hopeful that, you know, once more people like you listen to this and start to respect the company, I'll be able to do all kinds of stuff with it, and we'll be able to do all kinds of stuff together with it. I really want it to be something that anyone can plug into, artists or entrepreneurs. And grow, go live bigger, make this podcast gigantic, do tons of live shows, and be able to see you in whatever city you're in. And definitely, if you're in a city and you're like, yo, you come out and do shows in different cities? Not really. I did one in San Marcos, kind of. They shut us down halfway through. Not halfway through, 5 minutes in. But I definitely go to other cities, and I'm looking for different places to do a go live with Kenya. So if you got a spot, a cafe, a living room, I'll go to your city and do a go live with Kenyo in your living room, as long as you invite 5 friends. It's worth it. Actually, no, invite 5 friends. They don't have to come, but you gotta at least invite, you gotta invite 15 people, and then I'll definitely come out. We make the Facebook page, you invite the 15 people, I'm there next day, guaranteed. Not next day, sorry, I got a little bit too hyping stuff up. In a reasonable amount of time, I will be there, and we'll do that. Anyway, so yeah, today's a little bit of a website editing day, and I've been talking a lot about doing some more behind-the-scenes stuff and just chilling and relaxing, and so I'm going to be doing a lot of that. I'm excited. Tonight I'm going to the McNay Beautiful Art Museum in San Antonio. There's a great poet by the name of Amina Deshay. She has a company called Progress Studios, which partners with another local company here called Write Art Out. And they're doing an event called Second Verse, which they do every month, which is the largest poetry open mic in the country. And this time they're doing a special one for Fiesta, which is a San Antonio thing. They're doing it at the McNay Museum. And I'm excited to go there. I'm going to help film it. And we're going to put some content out on Idea Parties on Project4.tv. So that's going to be a blast. Yeah, I'm excited for that. I'm doing a lot of traveling via bus right now because during the expansion tour thing, you can go back and watch that video. My car was eaten by an 18-wheeler that was attracted to the energy of Mr. Composition. Just joking. But it did come for his side. You know, it was coming for anyone. I'm just joking. But that almost went down. So anyway, I'm traveling by bus, and it's been a lot of fun. The bus system in San Antonio obviously probably isn't something super elite, but, I mean, it's great. You know, San Antonio is a major city, and I got over to Mr. Composition's spot taking the bus. I sound like some super crazy elite, never taken the bus before, but... It was mostly just because I was lazy. Like, it was a whole year when I first moved to San Antonio. I didn't have a car. And I wasn't lazy. I just didn't consider the bus an option, which is kind of weird. I think it's because I would have had to walk like 10 minutes to the bus station. And when I got to San Antonio, I was already shocked at how hot it was. So the idea of going outside and walking to the bus stop when I hadn't been taking buses, okay, so I don't take buses, but I used to bike a lot. So I would bike, an hour. I haven't always had a car, and I would bike a lot, but I never really made the whole transition to buses because I just never really needed to. Before I came to San Antonio, for like 5 years prior, I was living pretty close to the downtown of the city that I was in, and I also had three roommates who were my best friends from like middle school. So if we were going to a party, we were going together, or if I was going anywhere else, I'd be like, Steve, give me a ride, and he would have to give me a ride. Steve, by the way, is Steven from Gaming and Donuts. We've been friends since middle school, and he writes a video game blog at gaminganddonuts.com, so go check that out. But anyway, I digress. That was all to say that I'm taking the bus a lot more now, and it's really cool. I'm enjoying it. I think I might stick to this bus lifestyle for as long as I can. Keep that money in the pocket and keep your time in your pocket, because one thing about being on the bus is all that time you're spending behind the wheel, it's good for listening to podcasts, but that's about it. You don't get the time back. You can make phone calls. I used to do a lot of meetings while driving. Bluetooth is great, but you can do that on the bus too. So it's really good to get that time back. I think a lot of people in San Antonio need to, in every city, I don't care what city you're in, you need to pioneer. Think of yourself as a pioneer, okay? Get out on the bus, bus routes you buy, and figure out how you can get around on the bus. The more people who switch over to the bus, the better the bus systems will get. And I don't think you guys know this, but we're actually destroying the world we live in. So, not driving as much might not be the worst thing that ever happened to us. So I'm doing a huge push now. Get on the bus. Do it. Take the bus wherever you need to go. From now on, become a bus person. I believe in you. You can handle it. It's not scary. It's super easy. It's a lot of fun. Great. So yeah, I've been doing that. It's a lot of fun. I suggest that you do the same thing. And let me know how it goes. Come find me on Instagram and stuff. I'm posting a lot more poetry on Instagram at KenyoHQ. And you can also follow Project Forward, Pro Forward. But of course, what you're really going to want to follow is Go Live Kenyo on Instagram. Keep up with us and send me like little clips or whatever, snippets of whatever your little hustle, entrepreneurial hustle looks like, or some local talent. Yes, definitely send me pictures and video of local talent in your city, and I will throw that up on the Go Live with Kenyo Instagram, guaranteed. Send me stuff. If it's you, I don't care. Performing, send me things. We're gonna do like a whole community around this. #FiercelySupporting. is what I'm all about. Send me that stuff. I just have more energy. I think driving steals your energy. I feel greatly energized. So I'm excited. Send me that stuff and let's get to it. It's Kenyo here. I enjoyed doing this little podcast for you guys. It was all about the spirit of Yabai, and there's no spirit of Yabai, but it's all about Yabai and how it's going down. And yeah, that was really exciting. Speaking of Japanese things, I'm watching this. I just finished. No. I'm like 7 episodes into this new anime that's on Netflix called Psyche, the Disastrous Life of Psyche, and he's this psychic Japanese kid, and like it's very weird. He has like a bunch of powers, but he's like super. It somehow made him become super self-absorbed because, you know, with great power comes great responsibility, which he has shirked entirely. And so it's a really cool Netflix anime. And yeah, I'm also all the way up on Black Clover, On Deck. There's a bunch of new animes that just dropped. I don't know if it's like a new season or something like that. So I'm going to get on Crunchyroll and I'm going to find some new stuff. But I'm watching a lot of anime. Hit me up also with whatever animes you guys are watching. And let's make this a freaking awesome conversation. I think that'll be fun for you guys. Definitely. And you know what? I'm glad I'm able to do this podcast. I'm kind of buying time because I want to make this podcast a little longer so I have less editing to do, because if I keep going up until a certain point, it'll actually fit right into, that's so lazy, the framework for my last podcast. Anyway, but yeah, like I said, I always want to try to provide some value for you guys as far as it comes to artists and entrepreneurs, and I know a lot of you guys are out there, figuring out your own hustle. So definitely share whatever tips that you use in your own daily life. And I can share those on here as well. This is turning into just like a cool little random mini episode where I get to just talk about anything and everything that comes to my mind. But I think I'm just about done. If I had one tip today, it's just realizing, you know, every day is a clean slate for you. It's not one more day added to all the other days. And you should feel really proud that whatever you did, however you got here, if you stumbled in, you stole your way through, don't steal. However you got here, you made it till today. And today is a fresh, fresh opportunity. So seize the day. Carpe those DMs. And DM those carps. Those Magikarps. Anyway. I'm sure there's at least one Magikarp Instagram account that you can DM. Anyway, that's not what the point of that was. Seize the day, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Go Live with Kenyo podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Come back super soon because the next podcast is going to be one that's coming to you direct from Japan. And after that, we're just going to keep leveling it up. New phone sessions, new episodes of the Blacker Mirror podcast with Frankie Michelle and all different kinds of stuff with Mr. Composition. So I'll see you around. Thanks. Oh, my love, please give me a redo. I won't tell another lie that you can see through. Waking up in the morning, it's the same thing. Coming at your neck with a cold bang. Hello there, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope that you come back to hear many more in the future. I did want to take a second to tell you about some new things I have cooking up. I'm doing workshops, and I'm talking about something very specific right now, because I'm hoping that it will change somebody's life out there, and actually, I already have proof that it has, my life, and I'm getting good feedback from other people, so I appreciate that, and I appreciate you for listening to this podcast. The thing that I'm talking a lot about is time, attention, and energy. And all that how all that comes together so that you can just be you and live that balanced life that allows you to get what you like out of it. It's something that I'm learning a lot about, so it's more that I'm sharing my learning process. Anyway, in the meantime, here's the poem, one of many, from my poetry album, Acapella. I hope you enjoy it. It's on Bandcamp, a website for buying music. Check it out. Go to kenyo.bandcamp.com if you want to get the album. But here's this poem, one of many. I think someone knew I was afraid of taking over the world, so they made it easy to be quiet and keep things under wraps. which is good for me and you, because on quiet nights like this, I'm not afraid of the lights, of this long life to live, and the little bit of sun I'll see. In my almost 300,000 days, I'll sleep them all away. A dream never hurt anyone. I hope it stays easy and quiet, so we can continue dodging the fire. My, oh my, how the gun is getting hot. The bullets are lining up. My favorite places are known by everyone. I'm a sun, 1 in 7 billion, given my small slice. Are there other planets like this one? Other islands in space I can have all to myself? It's easy to be quiet here, dodging the bullets. The barrel is heating to red. The waves are set in motion. The people are getting louder. Why do they all think together? It's easy to be quiet, but these fools I share my quiet with are so loud and dumb.